Hey, how's it going? I was just on YouTube, kind of going back through some of the videos on there from Johann Georgiev. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. I'm probably butchering it. Today was last couple of days have been kind of shocking in a way. I think for a lot of people, we lost someone who's, I think, really important in this world. And first time I met Johann, I think it was the 2018 Bikepack Canada Summit. And I made it kind of a tradition that I would ride from Invermere to Canmore instead of commuting by car. And it's like, I don't know, 185K. It's like 10 hours. And it's through the park. It's beautiful. It's not unpleasant by any stretch of the imagination, just pavement. And Johann inspired that. Johann inspired my desire to ride long distances. And then he was a guest at the 2018 summit. And Jeff O'Leary sends me a message, and he's like, "Dude, I'm at, I think it was Timmy's in Banff." He goes, "I'm at Timmy's in Banff with Johann. You should come by." And the timing just was such that I was able to sit and enjoy some food and a beverage with Johann and sit and chat about bikes. And he was engaged by the tire size, the wheel size I was running, 27.5. He was very interested in that and whether that would help him on his journeys. And I just remember sitting there having a really cool chat with this dude that was just like, for a lot of us, it would be like meeting a rock star, right? You've watched this dude travel the world by bike, and some of the crazy shit he did, and inspired us. Everyone got inspired by that dude. So I'm so grateful and honored to have just been in that guy's presence, and to get the news that he took his own life at the end of last month. Was quite a shock as well. I learned that a few weeks after. I just went for a ride last night after learning, and I remember I put a song on that was a tune that I played a lot on the Epic, and I played it at the beginning of one of the podcasts here. But that strikes an emotional chord with me. And then being on my bike strikes an additional chord. And then thinking about Johann struck yet another chord. And I couldn't help but weep a little bit. And I think at first it wasn't, it's going to sound kind of shitty maybe, but my first emotion, I think, was gratitude, just gratitude for it's fucking everything. You think, you get into these zones where you just think it's just hopeless, and you just, what's the fucking point? But then something happens that kind of just rings your bell, and I felt immense, immense gratitude was my first emotion. And then just really sad. He just touched so many people, and it was just sad to know that he was suffering like that. Someone in our community was so in the shit that they just wanted to opt out. They weren't into it anymore, and they just wanted to opt out. And they had suffered enough, and made a choice. And I think it's rocked a lot of people. I've been getting a lot of messages from people just saying how inspirational he was and how sad it is. And one comment was, let me just dig my phone out. One of the comments was, if I'm able to find it that quickly. That's rough. I didn't know if I really wanted to come on and talk, but I think talking about it is a good thing. I'm so fucking slow on this thing. Where is it? I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Digging in here. Sorry. I don't really know how to fill the time right now. Oh, man. Where is it? So many comments. Thanks, everyone, for everybody's comments. Sam, such a sad and tragic news. The world lost another beautiful soul. You're an inspiration to many of us. R.I.P. Johan. And then, yeah, from Carmel Kun Singh, she said, oh, so sad. Our exercise is supposed to save us from the disease of despair. My deepest condolences. May he ride in the great expansion, unfettered and at peace. And that, you know, I love that comment. And I think, and that's the thing. It's like the being outside and the exercise can only attenuate, you know, depression to some extent. Like, it's not a cure, man. But I think it's one of the things that it's a lever you can pull to feel better. So that kind of resonated with me, and I'm not relating this to Johan's experience at all, but I'm just saying that it's funny because I do preach it a lot, how just getting out is so good for our mental health. But yeah, when you're really stressed, and especially now, it's like, I think there's more depression and suicide now that just sometimes it feels like the world is just on this, there's just this brink right now. Just like it seems like everything's sliding. It's like, you know, sociopolitical stuff is sliding, and the environment is sliding, and the economy is sliding, and pandemic and disease. And, yeah, it just feels really fucking apocalyptic right now. And I think to say that it's not affecting you at all would be, I think, inaccurate. It's got to affect all of us, even whether you're whatever side, whatever silo you stand in, whatever you're preaching off of your platform, vax, no vax, it's a hoax, not a hoax, blah, 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 all the shit. It's all bullshit. It doesn't matter. It's the stress is affecting everybody right now. And it's like, if people would just talk about things that are important, we could attenuate all that bullshit and just get down to business and start solving problems. But, yeah, for people who I think are really, really down, and, you know, I mean, it's taken me a while just to fucking even wrap my head around it, but yeah, I'm a depressed dude and I'm super hypersensitive, and I've got all sorts of things I'm working on right now. So I can kind of relate. And I mean, personally, I've been to that point, that brink of just like, fuck, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is this all about? Is this even worth it? That's how deep it gets, man. People who haven't maybe been there, been to that depth, it's fucking brutal, man. It's fucking brutal. It's like not just physical pain. There's like this mental pain that you feel in your entire body. And it's just, it's this horrible, horrible feeling. And all you can do is like talk about it, you know? And I know from information I received that he was seeking help for it. So it's like, he was trying, my hand was trying, but it's like, I think that's the most important thing you can do, is just try to reach out and talk to someone for help. It's like, and also I think to know that you're not alone in what you're feeling as a depressed person, it feels like you're the only person in the world, especially when you look at all the shit on social networking. If you don't have that conscious filter put up that you probably have most of the time, then when you look at stuff on social networking, which is, you know, it's a double-edged sword for me. But when you look at all that stuff and that filter's removed, and or that filter is cracked or, you know, distorted by depression, man, it can just like, it can be an amplifier to feeling shitty about yourself. And I'm not saying that, you know, we should stop doing the social networking thing. I just think that we all need to make sure we look at that through a certain lens. I think that's a big, I think that's a huge factor to what's been going on, not only with everything, to be honest. But yeah, we're just bombarded with this shit all the time, right? And it's like, this stuff's getting delivered to us at the speed of light. You know, all this information and the pandemic stuff and the vegan versus the carnivores versus the, you know, it's just we're getting all this information like a fucking fire hose, right? And we're not wired to we're not cyborgs. We're not wired to take this information in like this. So I think, I don't know why I got on the social networking thing, but I'm just relating my own experience. But just you're not alone when you're stressed out like this, when you're so depressed and down, you think you're the only person, you're not. And if you reached out to somebody, and it could be, I put this in a post, it could be a therapist or a family member or a friend, or like I said in the post, fucking reach out to me. I've had some great engaging conversations via email with some of my listeners. And I think in some small way, I'm hoping that we're helping each other. I feel like we're helping each other. And that's really important. You know, I think having a brother and sisterhood with a community of people is so important. And when you don't have that, or you think you don't have that, that can be an amplifier to your depression as well. And just knowing that you're not alone, I think, is so important. I think too, there's a certain, a certain kind of level of I guess I'm trying to lean into shame a little bit. It seems like depression is deemed so shameful, you know, and it's so embarrassing to be depressed. And I think it's because you're vulnerable. It's because you're so broken down and just conscious about it. You just feel so worthless and so down in the dumps and so alone. And it's a very vulnerable state to be in. And I think vulnerability shouldn't be shied away from. We need to lean into it. I think we need to lean into vulnerability. There's nothing wrong with being vulnerable with someone, someone close to you, you know, someone that you can trust, that you can lean into and know that they're going to take you in and help you out. But yeah, we need to remove the shame from mental health and, really encourage. We have to start now with our kids, right? You know, don't teach your kids to like keep stuff in, you know, communicate right away when there's something that you want to convey or ask a question about, or you're feeling bad about something or weird about something. It's like, encourage your kids to talk to you about that. Encourage them to be vulnerable with you. And try not to judge when they're telling you stuff, you know, but I can't imagine when, you know, if you have open kids and they're teenagers, kind of the stuff they might share with you, it'd be really hard to take, I think, sometimes, but looking forward to that. I want to have that kind of relationship with my kids. So I think leaning into vulnerability is really important. And, man, I guess, I don't know. I don't even know where I want to go. I guess I just wanted to go on and just share a little bit about that. And, I think everyone's feeling really, really sad right now about it. And, he touched a lot of people. Almost 100,000 people on YouTube alone, as I look at his channel. I'm hoping to, trying to put something together now, this podcast that'll, I hope, honor, Johan the way he should be. And, people I was talking to who had arranged the memorial service, Great Creek Pass, Melanie and Dan, they felt really bad. They felt really, really bad that they couldn't reach out to everybody and invite everybody, but time and, resources and, you know, having to kind of pick and choose people that that they were going to communicate with. So I know they feel bad about that, and I assured them there's nothing to feel bad about. Just to get it communicated out, I think is really important. And from what I can tell, and how it's rippled across the bike packer sphere, you can tell that it's had a deep effect on a lot of people. And I think it's important to honor that dude. So I'm hoping to have something for you next week, kind of in the midst of, coordinating something now, and I think it's going to be really special, and stay tuned for that. I think that he deserves to have, you know, he deserves to be honored in some way, kind of like in a little time capsule on the internet, and I hope that we can achieve that. Yeah, I guess I just want to say, like, reach out if you're feeling shitty and you don't know where else to turn, and, you know, just the first person you think of, that when you think of someone you can talk to and not be judged, reach out and talk to that person, because it's so important. I'm just trying to look up, I should have this stuff ready, right? Like, I just sat down and started recording. I'm such a jackass sometimes. Goodness gracious. I think one number that I saw being thrown out here is, I'd encourage you to go in Canada, crisisservicescanada.ca. Lots of resources there. There's a Crisis Line Association of BC, which is 1-800-784-2433. Looks like extension 310. Mental health support. 310. I think that would be a free call in Canada. Just pick up the phone and dial 310-6789. There's also an Aboriginal crisis line, 1-800-588-8717. Youth space, 778-783-0177. That goes on. There's so many resources down there. That was just all of BC, and then it's all regional as well. So, then we should also talk about the US, and, there was a mentalhealth.gov, normal emergency medical services, 911, National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. I don't know what that is. SAMHSA. Treatment Referral Helpline. So I don't know what that is. So there's just that one number. So 1-800-273-8255. So there are resources out there. There are people that can help. So if you're ever feeling that way and you feel like you're alone and you feel like there's no one you can talk to, there are people you can talk to. And it might seem weird to call a stranger on a phone that you don't know, but sometimes that's the best medicine, is because you don't know that person. There's no judgment there. And you can tell your story and someone will listen to you. And I think that's the most important part, is if someone comes up to you and tells you these things, these feelings that they have, sit down with them and listen deeply to them. And make sure you understand them before you finish that conversation. Because I think it's so important, the most important part of them talking to you, is that they're feeling heard. They need to feel like they were heard and that someone cares about what they were saying. So, yeah, sorry to be a bit of a downer here. I just, you know, I share in everyone's sadness over this. And, I think he's going to, never be forgotten. We're always going to remember that dude. He's what a great dude. What a crazy motherfucker out there all the time. The places he's been, and the places he's seen, things that just incredible. It's just incredible. What a way to live your life. And he'll be missed. So guys, I love you guys. I hope this wasn't too much of a downer, but, just wanted to share with you guys, and just, you guys aren't alone. Reach out if you need help. Okay. Keep the rubber side down.